after a lifetime in the theatre, I often find myself, when in awe at some performer, trying to make sense of the mystery and the revelation, quoting from Among Schoolchildren and thinking of the great man himself. Oh, body swayed to music, oh, brightening glance, how can we know the dancer from the dance?
Fiona Shaw. The essay was produced by Stan Ferguson in Belfast. And tomorrow night, the writer and commentator Fintan O'Toole explores his love-hate relationship with W.B. Yeats at the same time, 10:45 tomorrow night on Radio 3.
Did you miss the very first BBC Music Day across the BBC and here on BBC Radio 3?
7:11. Good morning.
It's BBC Music Day, the very first one, in fact.
Live from the Bird Oswald.
The aim being to connect generations and communities.
It's brought everybody together. Very exciting.
Or maybe you'd like to hear it again over the next 30 days.
One of the big events of BBC Music Day, Hadrian's Wall of Sound.
A spectacular musical relay that's spanning 73 miles along.
We're going to attempt to break a long-distance world record.
A very special lunchtime concert as part of BBC Music Day.
A very warm welcome to Bradford.
Catch up online with BBC Music Day, an inspirational celebration of music across the UK.
Yes, it was a thrilling day. This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasted between 90 and 93 FM, on digital radio and in HD sound online. Well, it's just after 11 o'clock, and next tonight, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, and a second chance to hear a highlight from earlier this year.
Hello and welcome along to Jazz on 3. If you've been listening to the show over the years, you'll know we like to pride ourselves on keeping you in touch with the best in contemporary jazz from wherever it hails the world over. So tonight, we've a varied and international bill in a bid to do just that. We've two live recordings, one from a Scandinavian genre-bending sextet called Motif, and the other from the latest project from prolific UK keyboard player Kit Downs, this time in a hypnotising duet with cellist Lucy Railton. And we've more UK music from an excellent all-female sextet called Naria. I saw them playing live a few weeks ago and was really taken by the freshness of their writing. But first, something from a brilliant new album from someone we've followed closely on this programme over the last few years. Saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthappa is known for drawing on his South Indian heritage of Carnatic music, which he applies to a distinctive and modern approach to jazz. His new CD is called Bird Calls, and he joins a long list of jazzers to pay tribute to Charlie Parker. But, a bit like the Django Bates' beloved Bird project that you may remember from a few years ago, this is far from a straight-up covers affair. Instead, Rudresh uses moments of Parker melodies or solos as inspirations and jumping-off points for his own new tunes. Each track is preceded by a short bird call, and here is Bird Call number 2, followed by Chillin', which is inspired by Parker's Relaxing at the Camarillo. We'll be right back. Rudresh Mahanthapa and Chillin, based on Relaxing at the Camarillo from his new album called Bird Calls, out on ACT Records. And featuring there, I think, a discovery of Rudresh's, the 20-year-old trumpet player Adam O'Farrell. He's actually the son of the pianist and Afro-Latin Jazz Alliance founder Arturo O'Farrell. Sounds fantastic on that. Also on the album, Matt Mitchell on piano, bassist Francois Moutin, and a drummer you may be familiar with from playing with Bill Frisell and Dave Douglas. His name, Rudy Royston. Thank you very much to everybody who's been getting in touch with the programme over the last few weeks. Andy Aitken emailed to say how much he'd enjoyed the feature that we recorded at the Brilliant Corners Club in North London at a night called Played Twice. A fascinating concept where they play the original version of an album all the way through. People listen to that and then a band come along and do their interpretation of the album. On that night, it was a Thelonious Monk album. And I said, What albums would you like to hear reappraised in that way? Andy said, Out to Lunch is the recording that I'd go for. It has a bit of everything musically. I love Freddie Hubbard and his playing is exceptional, as is Tony Williams' drum sound with sticks and brushes. Bobby Hutcherson is just right, and I think it's probably Eric's finest recording. It's a good... I actually think, funnily enough, Andy, they may already have done Out to Lunch, but who knows, they may visit that again. Thank you very much. If you want to get in touch with the programme, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @BBCJazzOn3. Now, sometimes bands explode onto the jazz scene in a flurry of heat, hype and PR. Others, often for the better, slowly and quietly build their reputation. And our first live performance tonight comes from a Norwegian sextet that's done just that. 15 years after forming at college in Trondheim, Motif are still one of the continent's best-kept secrets. The band's members are all at the heart of the Norwegian scene, one way or another, playing with the likes of Thomas Stronen, Boogie Veseltoft, and Ingebrigt Håkonsdottir. And the range that that hints at is reflected in what you're about to hear. Motif have described their music as a sound that echoes the acoustic outings of Miles Davis, the structures of Ligeti, and the electronic collage of Aphex Twin. Quite a range. Well, the sextet is led by the bass player Ole Morten Vågen. On tenor sax and clarinet is Artli Nimo. Also playing clarinet is Michel Tika. On the trumpet is Ivan Lerning. On piano is Hovd Vilk, and on drums is Håkon Myrset. Here, recorded at the Vortex, are Motif.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. The first song is going to be an homage to both the city of Berlin and the artistry of Justin Bieber in the same song. It's great. It's called Ich bin ein Belieber. Bye. Okay, so thank you. That was Ich bin ein Belieber. We're going to continue with another song that used to have like a really bad title, which I'm not going to say because it's a really bad title in English, and you can't do that here. You can in Norway, but it was Foggy Weather, but weather was spelled with two D's and an E, like the singer in Pearl Jam. Okay, only fun in Norway. Well, so... So now it's just called Ballroom Blitz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bass in the house because I broke this one. We're going to have to take a 5-minute break. You can all drink really heavily and think about the next song. Is that okay? 5 minutes. Thanks.
Well, we like unpredictability in our music on this program, but not necessarily of that kind. Fortunately, there was a bass going spare just around the corner at Cafe Otto, courtesy of the British bass player Ollie Bryce. So that was brought round very quickly, and after a short enforced interval, they were back up and running. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. Stay tuned for a beautiful late-night duo set from Trico. That's piano player Kit Downs and cellist Lucy Ralton. And Lucy joins Motif now for this second 15-minute set with new bass in place and beginning appropriately enough with a piece called Ballad for an Exploding Bass.
Thank you.
Quirky good time jazz from Scandinavia. They're called Motif. There they were, recorded for Jazz on 3 at the Vortex in North London. The band is led by the bass player Ole Morten Vågen. The piece you just heard was called Ballad for an Exploded Bass, featuring the cello player Lucy Railton. Elsewhere in the band were Artley Nemo on tenor sax and clarinet, another clarinet player Michel Tika on trumpet, was Ivan Lerning on piano, Horvath Vuk on drums, Håkon Moyes set. And thanks very much to Ollie Bryce for lending Ole Morten his bass, getting him out of a sticky situation there. And Motif have a new album coming out this autumn on Boogie Vesseltoft's Jazzland label, and Ole tells us that it will most likely be called Your Head Is Listening, and there may even be some UK tour dates towards the end of the year. We'll keep an eye out for you. Coming up in around about 10 minutes time, some more live music. Lucy Railton joined this time by piano player Kit Downs in a duet under the name of Trico. But first of all, some more great new British music. This actually arrived on my desk courtesy of the BBC introducing scheme. I should say, if you're in a band, you know someone in a band, and you've got some good music, it's not being played on the radio, nobody's getting to hear it, send it to us. So we'll put a link up on the Jazz on 3 website. This group, actually, I had the opportunity to see them a few weeks ago at Jazz in the Round. They're called Naria, and they've come out of that Tomorrow's Warriors scheme put together by Gary Crosby. And they're an all-female band featuring some really strong players and some excellent writing. I was particularly struck by the playing and writing of the tenor player, Nubia Garcia, but also Shirley Tetter. She plays guitar. Remember where you heard her name first. She's popping up in all sorts of groups at the moment. She has a kind of unique playing style, but also she writes very well. As witnessed by this piece, this is called Pinkham V. Recorded live, that was Nerea and a piece called Pinkham V, written by the guitar player Shirley Tetter. And apparently that's inspired by the bluegrass crossover of young mandolin player Joshua Pinkham and jazz guitarist Frank Vignola, hence the title Pinkham V. And Nerea are going to release an EP later this year. And if you'd like to see them live, you can catch them at the Latitude Festival this coming July. Well, our final suite of music tonight was recorded on the same evening as the Motif concert we heard earlier on. I had the pleasure of hearing Trico Tereco, as they were then known, at a late-night show at the Cheltenham Festival last year. Kit Downs and Lucy Relton played a beautiful set that had me drifting off into that lovely place between sleep and wakefulness where somehow music can take on a special quality. Well, perhaps they'll have the same effect on you in this short 20-minute performance. With a new streamlined name, they're just Trico now. They claim to take inspiration from the lyricism and big beat of their favourite minimalist composers and ballads from nearby ice cream vans. I challenge you to spot those ice cream themes. I hope you enjoy this. I really did. Kit Downs and Lucy Relton, Trico. Thank you. powerful combination. Lucy Relton on cello and Kit Downs on piano. Together they're known as Trico. They're recorded at the Vortex in North London for Jazz on 3 last year. Great to watch live as well as listen to. If you get the chance to see them, then do take it. That's it for this week. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. And I'll leave you with the final piece from Trico's set. This is called Helcolon. From me, Jazz Nelson, a very good night.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the start of Music Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young and I feel